Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Late Night Girls. What's up, Jen?
Yeah. What's up, Marita? So how was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend. Look, my weekend was on fleek.
Yes!
Okay. First of all, I know it's real corny, right? But I've been dying to use that word. I'm like, yeah, I even posted it on Facebook. The weekend was on fleek. Like, seriously. It was just, like, inside thing. The whole weekend I was saying everything was on fleek, you know, because that's, like, a popular word that, like, people use now, but they say stuff. Like, they say stuff for, like, their hair. Like, girl, your hair is on fleek.
Uh-huh.
And you're like,
oh, they,
girl,
yeah, and they
that
say.
Outfit, is on fleek.
But, like, the eyebrows.
Right, them eyebrows is
you
on
hear me?
Fleek. Huh? Yeah, I can hear you. The eyebrows too, right? And still a lot of people.
We're good.
Can you hear me?
I hear
Wait,
you.
I...
We're good.
Okay. Oh, okay. So yeah, you know, I've been staying fleek all weekend. So when I posted pictures on Facebook about my weekend, I decided to say the weekend was on fleek. And people were like, did she just say on fleek? Yes, I said on fleek.
That's right.
What was your weekend?
Yeah, how you feel?
Right.
My weekend was supposed to be, my weekend was good. I celebrated 6 years with Dustin. And I'm still numbering, guys. But we're holding out hope. Let's see what happens next.
Congrats to you guys.
You know, I want to...
So...
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that I wanted to see the 50 Shades of Grey because I had some... I know some people who saw it. They said it was pretty good. But I know we spoke about this last week, but... it's gone down drastically every single week, so I don't think it's that good. It's just crazy.
I still need to see that movie, too. I really do.
I just want to know what the hype is about.
Oh, let me ask you, have you been to the Sugar Factory in New York City?
I have not. Tell me all about it.
The Sugar Factory was good. I just want to say that it is totally not what I thought it was going to be, though. I was like, I think me and my friends were like, oh, this is not what I expected. You know, I just thought it was a bigger place. I thought that it was like a huge candy shop because, like, when you look online, there is a candy shop. But there's a small little candy shop right in front when you walk in. And, like, that's it. And then they have like, decorations of candy, like, displayed around the restaurant. And it's a very small little spot, though. Like, you walk in, there's a bar, and then there's, like, seating, but, like, family style. Like, where long tables are put together and connected. So it looks like everybody kind of comes together. Yeah, but it looks like a lot of people usually come there for parties and, like, you know, celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. So they come in large groups. So it makes sense, right? So I'm like, oh, okay. So, yeah, it was very interesting, and it was really cool, but it was fun. Like, I still got to upload this video of people partying, and the music turns up, you know, as they're their sparkling flamed ice cream and cakes come out. No, they were really turned up in there. We were dancing and everything.
Oh,
that
sounds nice.
It was fun, though. Yes, we were, like, real turned up. I was like, hey. I was singing happy birthday with all the rest of the people. I was like, you just got to join in. Fun. This is fun. And, mind you, I'm waiting in line at the bathroom, and this girl asked me for my advice on something. She was like, hey, so can I just ask you something real quick? She's like, I'm really nervous, but she was like, I like the waiter. I think he's cute. And she's like, I'm supposed to give him a tip now. And she's like, I want to give him a tip wrapped in this Post-it with my number on it. What do you think? And she was like,
well, what's she there with?
Go ahead. I don't even know who she was. That was a good question because Louise is waiting in line in the bathroom. And, yeah, I didn't even ask her. But I said, first of all, I was like, well, it depends. I was like, did you feel like he gave you some type of, like, eye contact? There was some connection there, maybe? Or you just randomly, like, I think he's cute. I'm just going to give him my number. She was like, no. She was like, I felt like he was eyeing me, too. And she was like, unless he just does it to everybody to get a tip. I was like, you felt like there was really something there. I was like, one, I think you should maybe say something to him. But if you can't, because she was like, well, he's so busy back and forth. And it was really crowded and busy. So she was like, I didn't really want to stop him and try to talk to him like that. But I was like, look, go for it. If you felt like there was something there and he was responding to, like, your eye contact and whatever, giving off the right body language, then, yeah, leave your number with him. It's not going to kill you. If he doesn't call you, then, oh, well. If he does, then great. You took your chance, and, you know, you made the right move. So I was like, either way, I don't feel like you're losing, and who knows, you'll rarely ever come back to the sugar factory, and you won't embarrass yourself. go for it. And so she did. And then she left the restaurant.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, oh, man, I should have gave her my number so we could follow up and have a discussion about how that went. And we could have had her as a guest on the show.
That would have been cool.
Being random people like, hey. Yeah, it was fun, though. So, folks, tonight's show, we've got something really special. I'm going to let you hear my interview with Chris Big Dog Davis. I actually sat down with him in the studio at Tri-Nozzle Studios in Wallingford, Connecticut, and I'll tell you about a little bit more about Chris Big Dog Davis in just a few, but yeah, so that's exciting. You know, there's lots of stuff going on this week. There's a monster truck show in Bridgeport, Connecticut, happening this Friday and Saturday. I'm taking Trent this time. Him and his friends are going.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that is loudest. Well, we went last year. It was loud as ever.
Uh-huh.
I might bring me some earplugs this time to kind of bear it, but it was still lots of fun. It did make me feel like, why didn't I pursue a career in, like, monster truck driving or something? Because they have the pink girly girl one, and she has the pink uniform. She had the pink truck. I was like, you mean I could have been a girly girl driver? Like, yeah, I was like,
hey,
oh, my
God.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm going to go down that road, though, anytime soon. So, but yeah, I was pretty impressed, and I was like, ooh, that could have been me. So, I don't know. It was all right. It was fun to do. And so I asked Trent, I said, do you want to go again? He was like, of course, and all his friends wanted to go as well. So, yeah.
That sounds cool this weekend.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Cool.
Shout out to my mom because she's starting to learn Facebook even more now. She had been signed up for like weeks ago on her page, but now she's actually commenting and liking her own self now.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
My mom is on Facebook. How's she doing?
No,
I'm glad your mom's on it, but like my mom's on it and she likes everything that I do. And I told her, I said, Mom, you don't have to like everything. Because I have notifications, like 32 notifications. I'm like, what the hell's going on? What did I like? And it's like my mom liking every single picture. And I'm like,
oh, my gosh. That is too funny.
But I definitely have to add your mom because she's so cool. She's the best.
I guess. A couple of my friends are like, I just added your mom. It's official. We're Facebook friends. I'm like, woo. I'm like, all right. Go for it. Have fun. Yeah. All right, look, we'll be right back. We're going to take a break, and we're going to play Jasmine Sullivan's Dream Big, because you know what? You definitely got to dream big, no matter what you want to do. So for it. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. That was Jasmine Sullivan's Dream Big, and you are listening to the Late Night Girls on Girly Girl Radio.
Woo! That's right.
Yeah.
You know what I just saw right now? Chris Brown has
What's
a baby.
What?
Chris Brown has a a 9-month-old child from a 31-year-old former model. He's like, what? That means he was, like, cheating and... freaking had a baby. I'm sure he must have known before then, but he said that he's happy. Or whatever. Oh, well.
Really?
Here's a question. Would you stay with a man knowing that he wants to be with you and everything, but like a baby just pops out of nowhere and he apologized and everything? Would you stay with him?
Oh, my gosh. That's just really tough for me to say right now. It really is. Like, at first I'd be like, heck no, but because you already know he was cheating, right? So I'm like, okay, so at what point did that happen for you to have this baby? And especially you saying that you love me and you're in love with me. I just don't know. Like, I mean, I understand people definitely make mistakes, so, and I'm one of them, you know, I've done stuff, so I can't talk, you know, but I'm like, it just really depends on how much I love this person and where our relationship status is, because if we're kind of rocky and we're trying to mend things back together, then now the baby comes, then I would probably be like, nah, you know what, that's too much. That's just another thing. And I don't think I'll be happy. But, you know, if I'm just madly in love and there hasn't really been any issues and otherwise he's been great and, you know, then maybe I could look past that.
He can't
that.
Be great if he was cheating.
Well, right, but true. But, like, you know, some people you just never go through anything with, any issues with, and, like, the relationship has been smooth, you never argue, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I don't know, because a lot of, like, especially nowadays, There is, like, a lot of guys are cheating, and I'm not saying that you should cheat, you should put up with it, but there's a lot of people that have done, like, crazy things, especially, like, celebrities, like, with the whole Gabrielle Union thing, like, when they split up, right, temporarily, something.
Oh,
cheated.
Yeah.
He ended up having a baby.
They call them great babies.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And Ludacris, too, he did the same thing. They call
really?
Them great babies.
Great. Yeah, well, we took a break. I had a baby. That's tough.
Well,
like, you know. But she stayed with him. Gabrielle stayed with him. You know?
Yeah,
so you just
was.
Never.
And
I feel like
engaged.
You never really say. Well, I feel like you can never really say until you're put in a certain situation. Sometimes, like what you would do.
I agree.
Yeah, so it just really, really, really depends. What about you? What do you think?
You know, like you, I feel like it depends who the person is and how the relationship is. You know, back in the days, I probably would have said, oh, hell no, he cheated on me and had a baby, I'm done. But, no, like, now that I'm a little older, it's like, it depends, you know, were we on a break and, you know, it was a mistake and we're actually in a good point right now and this happened. You know, I'm not going to just break off and we're, like, really at a good place, you know. That's just something
right.
we have to deal with.
Now, here's something else before we get into our the interview and stuff like that. One thing I want to talk about real quickly is I do not like when, you know, some guys and girls, men and women, doesn't matter, when you were in a relationship with them or if you are in a relationship with them and they're always assuming, like, that they know, like, things about you and they're always assuming, like, they know you're just talking to someone else. They know that, you know, you got so many guy friends and so many girlfriends. Like, there's this one guy that I know, he's always assuming, like, all the time. And now we're just friends at this point. We used to date and be in a relationship, but now we're just friends. But he's always like, well, I know you probably talking to so-and-so still, and I know you're doing this. I'm like, you just seem to know everything about me. Like, he's always assuming, like, who I'm with.
Well, and
what
I feel like I'm...
That I have a million guy friends, and I have a million boyfriends. I was just like, would you stop it already? Would you stop it? Please. I do not like
I feel like
do
I know who you're talking about.
You probably do, but I can't stand when people always assume.
It's just really
crazy.
Annoying, and that just means they're insecure, you know, and it's really unattractive when a man is insecure,
at least,
to that point.
Really, I mean, like, it was
like,
to the point,
like,
right?
Get
I'm,
off
just,
it.
I'm just going to read to this. Yeah, there was a text that I got. It says, I'm so happy, and I just put about. And he listed a guy's name. He said one guy's name and everyone else. I said, what are you talking about? He goes, reality. And I just answered, okay. And the reason I answered okay was because I didn't feel like going into nothing else. And I said, you know what? I don't have to explain myself. I'm not going to exert my energy. I'm not going to get excited. I'm just going to say okay because that's all I can say. You know, okay, that's how you feel. If that's what you're going to continue to think, there's nothing I can say that can change your mind. And really, if I am seeing someone or other people, really is none of his business if I am or not.
Nope.
But I just don't have to explain myself. And I'm just like, you know what, we already discussed this. I told you the deal. And now it's like I am not going to keep going back and forth with a person trying to prove to them that they're wrong because they're always, like, saying stuff. So, yeah, just stop it.
That's so annoying.
It makes you not even want to be this person's friend. Like, it really does. And, yeah, it does bother me a lot. I'm like, you know, cut it out already. Especially when, when you're too grown and old. You just need to stop it.
I definitely know who you're talking about. It's just really annoying. It's just, I could just imagine someone in your case like that. I mean, I've had it happen long ago, but I had it happen. It was just really annoying. I just ended up stop talking to the person, like literally just stop answering calls and texts. Like, they'll get the hint. I'm just not doing this because it's live on. Everyone just live on.
Yeah, and it's more stressful to, like, continue being that person's friend, you know, for them to always be a thing. So, yeah, I'm like, get over it, buddy. Just stop. It's not that serious.
Goodness.
Oh, boy. Well, on another note, we've got a great interview that I did with Chris Big Dog Davis. Now, let me tell you, Chris is a two-time Grammy-nominated music producer. I mean, he's worked with, like, Ryan Knight. He's worked with my girl, what's that girl I interviewed? It was
Shantae Moore, or?
Shantae Moore, yes. Look at me. Look at my mind.
Okay.
Shantae Moore, he did one of her latest albums. She was here right in Wallingford, Connecticut, working with him. I mean, he's done, like, a bunch of people. Like, a lot of great people in the music industry that he's worked with. So, he's actually worked with Soul Tempo, who I've actually worked with on the business end as well, and created, like, some of their best songs. So he works wonders with people.
Oh, nice.
And he was a very cool, humble, down-to-earth guy. I actually have now posted the live video interview of myself doing this on my YouTube page. So check out my YouTube page. Just look up Marie Tobiati on there, and you can actually see me doing this live. But I'm actually going to play what was actually taking place on the video right here. And just so you can get a feel of who Chris Davis is, just a couple minutes. But I just wanted to play that for you. And I hope you enjoy. Here it goes.
Rita from the Late Night Girls. And I am here at Trod Nozzle Studio with the wonderful and fabulous Chris Big Dog Davis. Guess what? He is Grammy nominated. How are you, my darling?
I am doing just fine. How are you?
I am excellent. Thank you so much. So listen, tell us what's going on right now. So you just got finished producing this great song for Soul Tempo called Be Alright.
Yes.
It sounds fabulous.
Thank you.
I actually have the pleasure of sitting here as the choir put their background vocals on it, and it was excellent. But tell us, what are you nominated for?
Well, I'm nominated for a song album called Slam Dunk by the artist Gerald Albright, and we are in the Grammy category of Best Contemporary Instrumental.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. What else is in store for you, Chris?
Well, for 2015, we have a record out coming out called Phil Perry, a song called Better Man. That's going to be released. We're working on Mason's new record, and we just finished her Christmas record, which is out now.
Awesome.
So we're telling people go purchase that.
Okay.
That's a nice Christmas album, sitting by the fire, and stuff like that. So we got that stuff. We got some new Soul Tempo. The song you just heard is going to be all right. I'm coming out next year for 2015. I'm also working on Will Downing, new record right now. He has something coming out for 2015. There's a whole lot going on. Universe and the music industry is turning my way right now. So.
Well, that's such a blessing to hear.
It really is.
And to have you right here in Connecticut.
Yes.
Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Waterbury, Connecticut.
Okay.
I was born and raised there, and I moved out here to Wallingford about 7 years ago now. Purchased a house and put my studio there. And it's been incredible.
How long have you been doing the music?
This is about 20 years. My first big start was with Brian McKnight.
Oh, I love Brian. Okay.
Yes.
I love him.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay. He was very instrumental in my music career.
Okay.
It was my first big break there through a guitarist from New Haven, Connecticut named Ron Lawrence.
Okay.
Ron Lawrence was the musical director, and he called his Connecticut friends, Carl Carter and myself. We went on the Anytime tour, so. It was great.
That was one of my favorites, Anytime, by
yes.
Brian McKnight.
Yes.
Wow. You're lucky to be a part of that.
What
okay.
Nice guy.
Right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you, everybody. This is Chris Big Dog Davis, and I'm Euro Marita from the Late Night Girls. Thank you for tuning in.
All right. That was that. Now, were you able to hear that pretty clearly?
Yes, I did. I thought
okay.
I heard it just fine.
Good, 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 cool. I kind of want to do more of those, you know.
Wow, amazing.
In person, yeah, I definitely want to do that a little bit more often. That was cool. I actually just like seeing people. I'm like, hey, what's up? How's it going? I like that.
Huh.
Sounds
like a new TV show in the works.
You know, you never know what is in the works for me. Like, never, never, never. You know,
that's
kind
true.
Of go
folks, Farida has a lot.
Absolutely. Let's see. Anything else that's going on this week that we're forgetting? I just want to make sure we.
This week?
You know, anything exciting happening this week?
Besides the snow, and it is now March.
Can't
wait for the spring.
It's still snowing outside. I got to look out the window. But it was snowing a lot when I got home, but I don't know if it is right now. I'm trying to see.
You know,
I can't really.
It's supposed to snow on Thursday, so I'm sick of it. I'm done with it. That's why I say go away, Marita.
I know. We need to. That's my big thing. Like, I really want to plan trips, man. Like, yeah. It's going to happen. This year, I'm out. My first trip, though, was back to Mississippi for a week because my sister's getting married in Mississippi. So congrats to my sister, Milan, and her fiance.
Yay!
And
they're so beautiful.
I know a couple other people that are getting married and everything. And I'm like, all right, more power to you. My time will come. So, yeah. No hate, nothing but love. Nothing but love for you, baby. Nothing but love.
No, of course.
Yeah,
plans, but I heard recently, I like that.
Definitely, and I think it's definitely in his timing, you know. Tag, there was something else I was going to say, and then I don't know what happened. You know how you, like, have something in your mind that leaves, like, really quick, like, wait.
Yeah, I hate that.
Oh, my God.
Have you been drinking?
No,
not today. Not today. No, I'm kidding. I know your mom's listening, like, what is
when
going
I do,
out there?
When I do drink, it's like, you know, just like usually like some nice wines or something. Celebrations, bottle of
champagne.
I do like fruity things, so I might try that. Like when I tried a watermelon shot when we were at Factory. And it also had, like, you know, on the side of the glass there was a watermelon gummy. Which I thought I was going to love the gummy, but it was so freaking sugary and sweet. I think it was like an overdose. I don't know. It was weird. Ooh, wait. That's just too much. And I love sweet stuff. So, yeah, that was a little bit of an overdose. And
You know, I just bought. That sounds so great. I love sweet stuff. Because you know what it is? I hate the taste of liquor. And when it tastes like juice, it's like you don't taste it, but you still get a little nice. But that's something else,
right.
So you gotta be careful.
But those are the ones I love.
I know. Those are the worst ones.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. I bought the selfie stick. Yay, me.
All right.
I'm excited. I'm super excited about it. Like, I love it. It's like the best.
Yeah.
At first, I remember. You had one. I saw you with one on Facebook, and then I'm like, "What?
Yeah,
that's so sick!" And then I was literally like, talking about that one. I was like, "That don't make no sense. That's a waste of money." I was like, "Then I see like this guy with it. I was like, that is so gay. Look at him with that selfie stick. Why are you walking around with that selfie stick? A big black man walking around with a selfie stick." I was just like, you know, just talking to, like, a bunch of junk, right? And he was like, let me show you here. Let's take a picture. Then we started doing video. I was like, when we did the video, it was like the best thing ever. Because it looked like we had a camera guy in front of us. Just walking.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm sold. I love it. You got, like, they got a new fan. They got a new customer to make money off of. I'm buying a selfie stick. So immediately, that next day, matter of fact, it might have been that night, I bought the selfie stick online. I was hoping to have that selfie stick with me when I went to New York this weekend, but it didn't come. It came Monday. And so I've been using it at work and, like, other places and kind of walking down the street. at
work, Marita, really?
Oh my gosh, I took selfies with like the guards at the at the front desk. Like I've been going around just like taking selfies with everybody on the selfie stick, and they've all been like, "Girl, you are too much." I was like, "You've been sticked." Call you've been sticked when I come around with the selfie stick. So be on the lookout because you just might get sticked next.
Okay.
That sounds kind of crazy. But I was walking down the street with this guy and we were doing a video. And when I looked over to like the street, there was people staring at us and laughing because we're walking down the street. I guess they didn't know what it was. And they see us just holding this big long pole and like, we were just, you know, bugging out, acting goofy, right in the middle of New Haven, like during lunchtime. So I'm sure they were like, "What is wrong with these crazy fools?" Right? But
those are the same ones that run out and buy it too.
I know it was fun. I know that I'm gonna have lots more fun. Okay,
I can't wait.
All right. Well, it's time. No, guys.
Take your time now.
Don't get me started. Take your time. It's all right now. All right. Well, listen, everybody. It's time for us to peace out. Listen, if nobody told you they loved you on this week, just know that we love you right here on the Late Night Girls.
Absolutely.
Right. God does too. Yes, he does. All right.
Absolutely.
Now. Take your time now. Listen, stay tuned every Tuesday. And there's the coffee.
It's okay.
Oh, man, it's time to go to bed now. It's time to go to bed. Oh, my God. I'm going to sleep right now. But listen, follow us, like us on Facebook, The Late Night Girls. We'll be back Tuesday at 10 p.m. And if I'm not back, it was because I had a coffee check. So
she'll be back.
All right,
see you
everybody.
Next week, guys. Love y'all.
We love you much. Woohoo! Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom.